Hey everybody, we're here at Coleman Memorial Park, and we're here with Lebanon Cedars and Jordy Polanco. The Cedars just dropped the 13-2 decision to Ephrata, and we're going to spend a little time with Jordy and just kind of get his thoughts a little bit about the game and how things are going so far for the Cedars. Jordy, not the results you guys are looking for. Just tell me kind of like your thoughts. What happened tonight?
Well, tonight we didn't come out how I was expecting. We started off okay, and then things got out of hand. We should have kept the game a bit closer, but just those last two innings really set things up for us to not be in success, and that's just what's been happening the whole season, really.
Hey Jordy, tell me. I think they scored 8 runs in the fourth inning. What do you remember about that? I know it wasn't a good inning for you guys. What stands out to you about that particular inning?
Well, I just think of everything was going wrong. It seemed that every ball was dropping, and when the balls weren't dropping, we were walking guys or hitting them. We had a few hit by pitches too. We didn't have much. I feel like everything was just dropping. They were hitting the ball pretty well, I guess. And then we made a few mistakes there too that could have got us out of the inning. Dropped the pop up. We missed a play in the plate. We threw a ball there, and then a few more things there that went wrong that could have prevented more damage.
Snowball a little bit. You know what snowballing means, right?
Yeah,
is that a little bit that
everything,
right?
Yeah, everything just went out.
Yeah, I thought they hit the ball at some good spots. They hit a couple balls hard, but overall, you know, and you guys helped them a little bit too, I think.
Yeah.
Jordy, tell me like your role, your job. Are you a senior?
Yes.
Tell me like how you see, you know, your role in the team, and what are seniors? Are you a leader? How do you feel, you know, that you know what you're supposed to be doing on the team?
I feel like I should be an example as to what we should be doing, playing hard, running off the field hard, just to show them how we should be playing and to get better results from the younger guys, so that we can make sure that we could come back around later in the season, hopefully. Hopefully this doesn't keep going for the whole season, and then hopefully I could be an example as to how we should be working. That should be my job, and hopefully I'm doing that well.
Jordy, tell me, I think you guys are 1-5. I know that's not the start you wanted. How is the season going? How are things going? And you guys are having some difficulties. What seems to be the problem when things aren't going well for you guys?
Well, I feel we can't figure things out really on the mound a bit, and then whenever there are balls in play, we've seen make mistakes, and things just keep snowballing for us, really. And then our bats also aren't there. We always get people on base, and we can't ever get those runners in.
Jordy, how do you get things turned around? What needs to happen? What needs to happen? You know, on the field, in the bench. You know, what needs to happen if you guys can get this thing turned around?
Well, first we need to make sure the game stays close. Our pitchers need to come around and start throwing strikes and not walking as many guys. And if we get damaged, even if while we're throwing strikes, then that's okay. But we first need to challenge the other team a little more early on the counts. And then also in the bats, we can't keep stranding guys. We've left so many people on base this year where we could have scored a lot more runs during games, and we didn't, because there'd be no outs, runner on third, and that runner doesn't score.
Yeah. Jordy, tell me like goals, your goals for the season coming in, goals for the team, and like, are those goals still in play, or do you have to readjust the goals?
Well, the goals coming into the season were to hopefully like have a chance at the section, and we have an 0-3 start now in the section, so we probably have to, if we can't come around, then our goal would be just to go over 500 at least in the section. That's probably what it would be from now on. But okay. Hopefully we can turn it around.
Jordy, listen, one more question. I'll let you go. I really appreciate your time, man. How do you stay positive? You know, when these things are going on, and how do you stop? You know, we talked about the snowballing. How do we stop that snowballing? How do you stay positive? And are you guys still positive?
We need to stop the snowball. We need someone on the team to step up and make a play, and then get the momentum going towards us, and then come right after they score a few runs on us, we have to at least get half the runs they scored on us, and then the next inning come back and not let them score, and then we score again.
Jordy Polanco, thank you, man. I really appreciate your time. Great job with the interview. Just keep working hard, and things will turn, I'm sure.
Yes.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thank you.